A Taste of Honey is opened at Belvoir Theatre. It's written by British playwright Sheila Delaney. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And we have on the line Taylor Ferguson, who plays one of the lead roles, Joe, in the play. Welcome to Stages, Taylor.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So you're playing, are you 17 in the play?
She's 17. She's nearly 18. Uh-huh. So throughout the play, she does turn 18 over Christmas. But yes, she's mainly 17 throughout the whole play.
What is going on in your world?
There's a lot going on. Without spoiling too much, Joe is dealing with an alcoholic mother who has good intentions but ends up leaving Joe for a car salesman, a rich car salesman, in the 50s, and Joe is left on her own to fend for herself, feed herself, and basically start a new life. And she does that via meeting two young men, one particularly a black man, who the character's name is Jimmy. He is a love interest, yes. And then another man who tries to be a love interest in a way. His name is Jeff. And he almost more so becomes a surrogate parent, so to speak, in Joe's life because of a certain situation.
It's we have to remember it is the 50s. It's being set in the 50s?
Yeah, it is. We're setting it in the 50s. It is particularly set in Manchester. The play is, but to set it in Glebe area, Blackwattle Bay.
And this is also like a mother-daughter story. And Genevieve Lemon is playing your mother in this role. Can you talk about your relationship?
Yeah, Jen Lemon, she's amazing.
Wonderful.
She is wonderful. She plays Helen, who is very outgoing, loves a drink, loves a chat, isn't the nicest to Joe. She has good intentions, but yeah, she says things like, oh, if you're hungry, you can, you know, sort yourself out or just cut diet out altogether, you know. She's not one to take care of Joe. But I think, you know, that we've discussed it, and that's stemmed from her own relationship with her parents, and you know, and how that filters through in relationships to come, and how you bring up a family because of your own and how you were brought up. And obviously there's no father as well, so it's very much the two of them. There's a lot of bantering, a lot of tears, a lot of laughs, and they're just trying to get through it, you know, like mum goes away for a while and then she ends up coming back just when Jo's kind of found herself. And it's interesting when Helen comes back because she's kind of in the same world as what she was when she left, but Jo has grown up a lot more. So to put the two together as almost two adults now, it's an odd relationship because they don't quite know how to work together, because they've been a certain, you know, certain roles from the very beginning. So
and those roles change.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't. And I think that's what a lot of audience members have loved, because they've discussed it within their own families and how we take on our parents' stuff, and then we also, yeah, try and change it. And it's very difficult to do that, especially in the 50s, and especially when it comes to Joe having a very different belief system. You know, falling in love with Jimmy is a huge thing for Helen to deal with, and she can't because of society around her. And Joe finds herself in Jimmy more than anybody else. And it doesn't matter about the color of his skin, you know.
So, sorry, Jimmy is...
Jimmy's her love interest.
Your love interest, okay.
Yeah, and Helen has to deal with him because of a certain...
Something we don't want to mention.
let's leave it a surprise.
So are you fighting against turning into your mother?
Very much so. And also into what society is trying to make Jo as well. You know, she doesn't agree with... She even says that... Yeah, she says things like, I'm contemporary. You know, she's very like... on her own. She's quite revolutionary. She's very much on her own trajectory, which is quite amazing, especially in the 50s, I think, and especially for Sheila Delaney to come up with that kind of character, who basically spoke about and believed in everything that no one was allowed to speak about or believe in.
Written in 1958, and she was 19 only herself. Do you think it's sort of based on her experience as well?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing a brown wig that ends up changing throughout the play, but a lot of people that have played Jo look like Sheila Delaney
right.
at 19. I mean, she's 6 foot, Sheila Delaney.
Oh, really?
she was, yeah, yeah. But I think so. I mean, her daughter says that there's not been any, you know, mention that it is her life, but we've all kind of gone, well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just so honest and it's so connected, the relationship, whether it's maybe her and her father, I don't know, and she's switched genders, I'm not sure, but it's very much Salford where she grew up. And the people around her, you know, she was of working class.
Yeah, the voice, the real voice. Can you talk about the style as a kitchen sink drama play? Can you talk about the style and what set, how the set looks?
Mel Page has done an amazing job of scrubbing up Belvoir, making it look quite almost, it's like a really old apartment in Glebe, really. It's a lot of the share houses that we all grew up in as actors. You know, the sink, every time you turn the sink on, there's a noise, and we can't find the kitchen because it's got this gas stove in it that Jo just can't believe it has in it. You know, we live right by the gas works and the where all the meat is. You know, the pig's meat and mutton comes out, and you know, there's a stinky river down below. It's gross, but it's quite lovely. Yeah. It's got a great charm to it, and Jo finds home in this one place. They've moved around a lot, Helen and Jo. So when they walk in, Mum's like, "Well, this is the place," and Jo's like, "I don't like it," but she constantly tries to fix it. To make it, you know, but the style of it is, to home. Make it home, you know. But the style, of, it's very much kitchen sink drama. Kind of goes in and out. We've had Kate Champion come in and do some amazing movement choreograph. Yeah, with that, so we've kind of added that as well. So you kind of, there's a lot of surprises. Without it just being a kitchen sink drama.
Well, it just sounds wonderful, and it's getting really great reviews. It's wonderful to speak with you, Taylor.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Taylor Ferguson, who plays Jo in A Taste of Honey, playing at Belvoir Street Theatre until the 19th of August. Get along and see it.